David and Amy, welcome to A Roundabout Chattanooga.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
So there are actually three different races that are going to go on in Dalton this weekend. There's the 2K Fun Run, a 5K race, and then the really big one, the Half Marathon. How long is the Half Marathon?
Well, a Half Marathon is 13.1 miles.
So that's a pretty serious run there.
Yeah, you have to. It's something you'll have to train for. It's not something you get up one morning and decide to do.
Where in Dalton does this take place?
The race actually starts in downtown Dalton in front of the Whitfield County Courthouse.
And the International Association of Athletics Federation actually keeps records on half marathons. This is a really serious sport, running half marathons. I've heard the fastest time anyone has ever run a half marathon is in just under an hour. What kind of completion times are you getting for the Dalton half marathon?
I tell you, under an hour for a half marathon is incredible. Our course record is an hour and 11 minutes.
So that's still pretty good.
Yeah, we have a pretty good course. It has some gently rolling hills, but overall, it's a pretty fast course.
And with all these different races going on, is there just one winner for this overall, or are there different winners, different races, different categories?
Oh, no. In the half marathon and the 5K, we have overall winners, male and female. We have a grand master's winner, male and female. We have a master's winner, male and female. And we also have age group winners, three deep in about 16 different age groups. In the 5K, we do the same thing. In the 2K, we really try to focus more on the children.
Yeah.
And our age groups are 0 to 4, 5 and 6, 7 and 8, 9, 10, 11 and 12, and 13 and over. And we will actually have awards 10 deep in those as well as an overall.
And so there are awards. Do you actually get anything besides an award? Do you get any kind of prize if you're a winner?
No, we have trophies. Now, we are part of the USATF Grand Prix Series this year, so there will be some cash awards at our award ceremony, but it's for runners who have ran several different races.
And this started in 2010, the Dalton Red Carpet Half Marathon. Every year, you're raising money for a couple of charities, Family Promise and City of Refuge. Amy, you're with Family Promise. What is that charity exactly?
Yes, Family Promise is a shelter that houses homeless families with children. Basically, we're a bunch of churches that got together and wanted to help out. So we provide all of their meals, support to help them kind of get back on their feet. Usually they stay with us about 2 or 3 months. City of Refuge, who is our partner, and Pam Cudd is the leader over there. Basically, it's a wonderful ministry as well. Basically, same churches that support Family Promise, and they provide meals 3 times a week, I do believe. They have a shower program as well as transitional housing that we work very closely with them between Family Promise and City of Refuge.
And with 1,500 runners in this, you're raising quite a bit of money. In 2011, you raised $30,000. 2012, you raised $40,000. How much are you hoping to raise this year?
We really feel pretty confident that we're going to raise around $50,000 or better this year, thanks to our terrific sponsors, Alliance Health Plans, Shaw Industries, J&J Flooring Group, and Engineered Floors.
So, Amy, how significant of a funding source is this for your nonprofit?
It is huge. It is very significant. It's a fourth of our budget. We don't require a lot because we're all volunteer mostly with our churches. So it is significant for us to help us get families back on their feet. And it's huge for City Refuge as well. Same thing. They're run by volunteers from the churches, so just the generosity of the community. So it's very big for both of us and those that we can serve.
How many families are you serving?
We are currently have one family right now, a husband, wife, and 2 children. We had another family that graduated last week, so we take a max of 3 families at a time. City of Refuge has different kind of numbers. They serve about 500 a month.
A month?
A month. Is their normal numbers, I do believe, between food. I mean, the different people that come in for meals and showers and that kind of stuff. So we have smaller numbers because they live with us. So we house them more intently. So I think that's why we're such a great partnership with City Refuge and Family Promise, because of the different needs that we see in the community, and we're able to work together to meet those needs.
And David, the race is coming up on Saturday, October 26th. It starts bright and early, like 6:30 in the morning.
No, actually, the registration,
Race
day registration and packet pickup is from 6:30 to 7:30.
Okay.
The 5K and the half marathon start at 8, and the 2K starts at 10:30.
So this is definitely a race for early risers.
Well, you know, this time of year, you don't want to be running at noon. So
yeah.
Because it starts getting warm when the sun comes up. So you want to get started and have people finish before it starts getting too hot.
And I know you've got a website with just a bunch of information on the race and the charities and the other events that are associated with the race. What is that website?
It's DaltonRedCarpetHalfMarathon.com.
Thank you both very much.
Thank you. We appreciate you having us.